Okay, let's do this. Not to Jack, let's go to item, the quick request. How long is it going to take, Rob? A couple minutes to boot up?
Yeah.
I think we can do the sanctuary, can't we, Jack?
Sure.
Or are you handling that? Is Rob handling it?
Yep.
It'll come right up. By the time you get finished, Rob, we'll be ready to roll.
The emergency regulation that we'd like you to consider for the craft sanctuary.
As you know, last year, as part of our restoration program for the blue crab, we increased the length of time that the blue crab sanctuary is closed. Previously, it was closed between June 1st and September 15th. VIMS presented evidence to you last year that showed that there were female crabs that were spawning in the sanctuary in the month of May and were not protected. And as a result, you extended the close season to May 1st to September 15th. Unfortunately, there's a portion of the crab sanctuary that is controlled by the General Assembly. And if you look at the last page of the evaluation, you'll see the map of the sanctuary and the clear area, the not hatched area at the mouth of the bay, is that area. And therefore, your regulation of May 1 to September 15th closure did not apply in that area. Thankfully, the General Assembly considered Senate Bill 1111, which was passed and was signed by Governor Kane this morning. And so it is now effective, as it had an emergency clause attached to it. The effect of the governor's signature is such that the area is now automatically closed, which wasn't exactly our intent. Our intent was that this area be closed May 1, September 15th. But the amendment that's contained in the bill that the governor signed authorizes this commission by regulation to adjust the dates of the closure. And that's what we're asking you to do here today by emergency regulation. That is, establish for this area a May 1 to September 15th closure so that it conforms exactly to the close dates for the rest of the sanctuary. So now from the Maryland line to the Carolina line, that entire area will be closed May 1 to September 15th. That would be done by emergency. Of course, to make it a permanent regulation, you'd have to hold a public hearing next month and consider doing so. I will tell you there are some members of the Crab Advisory Committee who are interested in seeing this area closed year-round, not just May 1 to September 15th. And they can certainly offer their opinions on that next month when you hold the public hearing. You'll be able to take that into consideration. But for now, if you take no action, the area will be closed as of today and would continue closed unless you change that by regulation. And since it was your intent last year to close it on May 1st, we assume that's still your intent, and we ask you to adopt emergency regulation.
Matters with the commission for discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for Jack. Jack, I'm just trying to reconcile the code as it's been amended now on this issue with the proposed regulation. And under the code, the operative language there says it's unlawful for any person to take or catch crabs for resale from the following area except during those periods established pursuant to regulations adopted by the commission. And the regulation you put before us would close the area from May 1 through September 15th. Is that all that's necessary to open it prior to May 1? In other words, does the regulation actually need to specify that it would be lawful to fish in that area from March 17 through May 1 and from September 16 through November 30? Or, again, it's already closed under the code. I mean, the code closes it today when it's signed.
In my opinion, the fact that we are adopting a regulation that says it's closed May 1 to September 15th, by implication, you're saying it's open the rest of the time period. If you want to add a statement that says the regulation, I mean, rather the area is open the remainder of the time during the lawful crabbing season, I think that's fine.
For you can, but the intent, the code, the specific bill says that the Marine Resources Commission can open and close the crabbing season specifically, as I'm. And then by doing that, by putting those dates in there, you're specifying what you want open or closed. And you really don't have to put a clarifier in there because you put in the commission has adopted a regulation that says when it's open and closed. And if it's not open, it's got to be closed. As far as the law, that'd be smart, but as far as the law is concerned, correct?
If the commission takes no action whatsoever, the code says the area is now closed year-round.
Absolutely.
And now you're going to take action, I assume, to close it, to specify that the closure is now May 1 to September 15.
If you want to, whatever you want to do.
Well, if that's sufficient, I just want to make sure we have it on the record. That's the intent, you know, because again, I was just concerned that this was written in the negative that it's closed in the code, and we're also looking at a regulation that says when it's closed. I just want to make sure it's clear that it's open for another time. So as long as we clarify that in the record here, I think we'll be
I think the record's now clear, and I think we write regulations to identify to the public what is unlawful, generally, as opposed to saying what is lawful, and that's why it's, you know, written in that format.
Good enough.
There you go.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, we had a substantial discussion about this in the recent Blue Crab Committee meeting. As Jack said, we did have a member that wanted to see it closed on a year-round basis. And, you know, if we were sitting here with the winter crab dredge survey in front of us and we had, for some unexpected reason, an adverse result, then, you know, I might be supporting that. But at the other end of the spectrum, the fishermen in Windhaven, some of whom are here today, I know, wanted to see it open later than, or closed later than May 1st. So I think staff's recommendation is probably a reasonable compromise. It provides us with a more cohesive strategy for managing the sanctuaries generally. That's what staff had intended, and we intended as a commission last year when we voted. But then, of course, we didn't have the ability to modify the dates on this component. And so I think it would be appropriate to accept the staff recommendation.
Is that a motion?
We'd make that motion, yes, sir.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Tanker. Further discussion? Oh, Dr.
Well, I just want to say is there's some merit to having it closed during April because there are females out there, but we don't know how many from Rob's presentation at the Crab Committee. The real value, I think, in my point of view, for this sanctuary is all females have to traverse this area in order to get out and spawn. So it's important to have it closed during that spawning period of May 1 to September 15.
I'll take that as an expert opinion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. O'Reilly?